Bob's Discount Furniture, proud to be the official furniture store of the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with Glenn Mack. Now time to break down the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. Three-team logjam, Glenn. And who's got the advantage going down the stretch run? First place on the line.
The Eagles.
Yeah,
the Eagles have the advantage because the Eagles control their own destiny. If you beat the Giants and you beat Washington, not in that order, you win the division. Nobody can take it away from you. The other teams all have to rely on something else.
All right, let's talk about those teams. And first we'll begin with Washington, a big win against the Chicago Bears on Sunday. Kirk Cousins continues to play effective, functional football. They lose tight end Derek Carrier with a knee injury. He's done for the season. And Deshaun Jackson with a knee bruise. He's iffy for this week. But they are still really playing hard. And we keep saying they're not going to be around at the end. Washington's there. They're there for real.
They are there. The defense has played better. As you said, they go and beat Chicago. Chicago can't win at home for whatever reason.
Because their field goal kicker stinks.
Yeah, he missed that one at the end. But Washington is able to win a game on the road, which they had not done before. You can't count them out at this point. It's the team I thought, they're poorly coached. I didn't believe in Gruden and so on, but they're hanging around. So all you can hope is that the owner screws them up.
Yeah, and we'll see if Buffalo can rebound from the loss to the Eagles on Sunday and go into FedEx Field and win that game. I think it's a good matchup for Buffalo. The explosive players on offense will really challenge a Redskins secondary that is not at full strength.
Yeah, and the Bills are still playing for something, even though they lost this week. I think the Bills are the kind of team that may rebound, go in there and win. I'll pick that. I like that.
All right, now the New York Giants, an impressive win on Monday night in Miami. The Odell Beckham show continues. The passing game is absolutely the most explosive in this NFC East. Eli Manning, when he has time to throw the football, is deadly. He's got great weapons, got great confidence in his receivers. And when they get it going, Glenn, they're tough. You know, even with that defense, they are tough to continue to match scores with.
Well, and it's good, Eli, yeah. And it was last night against Miami, and you saw the catch. That catch he makes in the sideline, right in the end zone, was incredible. Their running game was better than it has been. I still don't trust their running game. And the thing with the Giants, you saw this last night, they have no pass rush whatsoever. Once upon a time, their defensive line was the best in the league. Now their defensive line is terrible. It's going to come down to that last game where it's going to be, is it good Eli or bad Eli that the Eagles face? And recently the Eagles have seen bad Eli.
How do you feel about New York hosting undefeated Carolina this week?
You get nervous?
I'm getting a little bit nervous.
Are you? I think Carolina now smells it. Mm-hmm. I think they really believe they can join that small group of immortal teams, Miami and the Patriots, and I think they're going
to
go all out.
You think it's important to them to win?
Yeah, I absolutely do. And I think it's a good matchup for Carolina against New York.
Is it still important for the Dallas Cowboys to win? Because remember, we may need Dallas to win against Washington in that final week of the season. Are the Cowboys packing it in?
The Cowboys are a dead carcass of the team.
But will they play hard the rest of the way here?
No.
Will the Dallas Cowboys play hard against the New York Jets on Saturday night and come down the stretch and continue to try to win football games with an offense that just has fallen apart?
They can't win football games when they do try.
Okay.
They're not going to win football games.
So if it comes down to Eagles, Giants, Dallas, Washington, you're not hoping for
You're not going to get any help from Dallas.
Yeah, okay.
No, they're done.
In front of that raucous Dallas home crowd?
Yeah, raucous. They're walking out in the second quarter.
So there's your look at the NFC East, presented by Bob's Discount Furniture. When we return to Eagles 360, time to talk about the world of fantasy football. If you're still alive in your playoffs, we've got some tips for you to win it all this weekend.